that your wealth has been decreased, but by the command and proclamation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your wealth has been increased by Allah. And now one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, ma min yawmin yusbihu al-ibad fihi illa malakan yanzilan. Every morning, Allah sends two angels deputed by Allah to make two specific du'as. One comes down at the time of the rising of the sun and makes du'a, Allahumma aati munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, the person who spends in your path, give him more barakah. Allahumma aati mumsikan talafa. The other one makes this du'a, oh Allah, the one who hoards, destroy his wealth. Allahumma aati munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, give more to the one who spends. And oh Allah, destroy the wealth of the person who hoards. And I think I made mention of it once that, you know, this thing is also very, very amazing. You know, sometimes a person who used to give a lot of charity, and after he used to give a lot of charity, his son came out of university as an accountant, and he came and he saw his father giving so much charity, and he said, oh my father, this thing doesn't work. If you're going to give so much charity, our business is going to go flat. After a couple of years, and then he drew up an analysis and he said, so much amount of percentage we make profit out of that, you are giving so much charity, anyone that comes, you just give and you just give, you don't think. And after this, look at this forecast, look at this analysis. After a while, after 3-4 years, our business is going to be in difficulty. Father said, oh my son, all right, that is your type of accounting. You have learned from the university. I have learned from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a specific type of accounting. So the first son said, then explain to me this accounting. He said, oh my son, look at the animal kingdom. Out of the animal kingdom, tell me who gives more birth, right? The sheep or the dog? I won't make mention of the female dog, what it is known, be as it may. The female dog or the sheep, which gives more birth at one time? The son said, obviously, the dog. The dog, when it gives birth, is a litter of puppies. The sheep only gives birth to one. He said, you understood this? He said, yes, I understood this. He said, after this, understand now, out of the two, which of the two animals are more utilized by human beings and is more productive? So he said, obviously the sheep. There are thousands, if not millions, that has been slaughtered. And I don't know, it's in Ramadan also, sometimes with the Muslims, instead of becoming decreased, it becomes increased also. Meat is even consumed more. But be as it may, what he said, that out of the two, which is used more? He said, the sheep. The sheep is slaughtered by the millions, people are consuming it, and people are eating it, and various type of delicacies. The dog, no one slaughters. So he said, oh my son, which of the two animals are more in the world? According to your accounting, there's supposed to be more dogs. But according to my type of analogy and accounting, there are more sheep. This is my accounting. The more you give, Allah Ta'ala makes more barakat. So this is our type of analogy, which Allah Ta'ala says, yurbi sadaqat. I increase charity. You see, this is something that is part of the iman bil ghaib. Now, after understanding some of these benefits of charity, let me also make mention one of the other aspects with regard to charity is a charity as a means of protection from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, ittaqin nar walau bi shaqqi tamrah. What a beautiful hadith. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it be to the extent of giving one date in charity. Even if it be to the extent of giving one date in charity, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. That means even those who do not have great amount of wealth, let them have some sort of generous and charitable spirit and give something. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it be one date that you have. Give that date. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done many things as sadaqah. One day he told the sahaba, it is compulsory upon you to give charity for every limb in your body. Sahaba said, ya Rasulullah, we don't have so much wealth. Sahaba were by and large not people who were affluent and very wealthy. Ya Rasulullah, we don't have. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, sadaqah and charity has many dimensions. If you help another person and you lead a blind person across the road, that is charity. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, you tell someone a good word, that is charity. And oh my sahaba, if you don't have anything much, smile to your next Muslim brother. That smiling, although it is free, and yet people still can't give it, you know, even if it is free, then at least smile to your next Muslim brother, that is charity. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to release the tap of goodness within the Muslim community. Come to the aid and assistance of other people. You don't have wealth, utilize and help him in some other way. If you can't do that, at least smile upon him. Don't frown to him, at least smile. That will be your charity to the person. You might light up a person's day by smiling to him in a broad manner. As I said, despite it being free, people also are niggardly and miserly with regard to something that is free.